That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 whatever's anniversary.
Oh my God.
It's our 1 year anniversary, you guys.
Happy birthday, bitches.
Happy birthday to us.
We're grown 1 year.
I know.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe. Can you believe?
I can. It honestly feels like it's been longer.
Yeah,
it does. I feel like I can't imagine not doing this. So okay, it's too. Honestly weird to me that it's only been a year. I'm like, this is just how it's always been.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I always sit down with Ryan and Paloma once a month and we talk for like 12 hours.
Right.
A part of me also feels the same way where I'm like, I feel like it's gone by so fast because it's just like we have so much fun and it goes by so quickly.
Right.
But also part of me feels like, wait, we've been doing this for like, I can't remember when we weren't doing this. Like, right. This is what we do. So I totally hear that.
I feel that. But I, like, to me, I'm like, I just remember vividly all of the before the podcast, like, officially started. Like, I remember all the meetings we were having. Yes. And like, I remember doing the photo shoot and like all that stuff is so vivid that I'm like, we just did that. Like, we were just doing that stuff.
I know.
So it's weird that we're like already at the 1 year mark.
In a year from that photo shoot, which, gosh, we had such a good time on that set.
That was like, we literally were just like dancing.
Yeah.
Singing like the whole time. Blah.
Yeah.
That I think genuinely set the tone for what this was gonna be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you remember all those TikToks we filmed?
We did so many.
So
the orange soda one.
Oh, that was so good. What's the other Kardashian one we did?
Go on for a second. Yeah,
I'm gonna get a solo shot. My sisters are so annoying. Or whatever. It is so good. Oh, good times.
Great times.
And we're gonna be so nostalgic.
I know.
We can't.
I'm still honestly blown away at how good the photo that we got for our cover art is for our YouTube channel.
Oh my God, yeah.
Where it's like you guys having the tea party and I'm like serving the tea and it's like spilling in the wind and also, Tony just killed it.
Remember how kind of chaotic that shot was to get?
Yes, because
you were
I was trying to pour.
And your shoes were like high platform. Yes. I remember. So she was like trying to balance to do like the pour.
That just reminded me. Do you remember how we ended up doing that? Mm-hmm. I took off one shoe.
Oh, yeah. Because
I was and that's why I had to lean so much, as I was trying to pop my foot so it looked like I was falling.
So we could see your shoe pop.
Yes. So I took off the heel on the foot I was standing on.
Right.
And then I had the other foot just like all the way up. And it turned out so good.
It turned out so good.
And she's gorgeous.
I'm looking at it right now. Look at it. There it is.
It's lovely. So cute.
Also the props, everything. God, that was so, that was so good.
I mean, our album cover.
Stun.
Yeah. Like, in like choosing that, do you guys remember like being together? You guys were together.
We were at Clamor.
That's right. And we had you like on the phone over FaceTime.
Yeah, we were over FaceTime and we were like going through all the pictures together and like finalizing. But there were so many gorgeous ones.
Yeah, all of them were so good.
Shout out to our photographer Tony Moe.
Yes, shout out to Tony.
We'll link him in the description.
And shout out Olivia for the amazing makeup.
My God.
And shout out Jess for all of the
all of the things. Everything forever.
And Kenzie assisting as well.
Oh like, yeah, and Jaden.
We had the crew.
The whole team. Crew, yeah.
Really.
Maybe we should post some of the because we have so many behind the scenes shots that never.
We also have vlogs, so we can link those vlogs. You vlogged. I vlogged that day.
Yeah, I think we also even have like a clip of like it rapping and Sierra being like, I'm so happy. And like we hugged and I was like, you know, like, whenever you want to like a good cry. That's
and then we went to dinner that night.
We did.
That was just, and you gave us a speech when that was
did
cute.
I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did. And I was crying in the front row.
Yes. 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 Oh my God. Well, there's so much to talk about. Obviously, the first thing I want to ask is like, what has been everyone's favorite episode? I mean, this is our 47th episode.
Yeah. I think I have three that come to mind for different reasons, which is so annoying to be like, what's your favorite episode? Here's three. I'm sorry, we're so great. I can't pick one.
Right.
The Truth or Drink.
Of course. That was legendary.
So fun. So I good. I think we maybe need to do one like every year.
Agree.
Well, we've hit our 1 year mark, so it's maybe time in about 6 or so months.
Yeah.
We're Not Really Strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Deep.
That was a good one.
And the Bikini Body episode.
Oh, yeah.
All three of those just really hit for me. And it was really amazing, too, to see like the audience response from those.
Yeah.
I think all three of those for different reasons, like, I just felt this strong sense of community and that what we are building, not just together and like the four of us in this room, but also like with you guys, with our viewers, was like something so special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously it's different for the Truth or Drink and the We're Not Really Strangers.
Right. Yeah.
But both of those to me show like why I love what we do here is that it's not just super serious all the time, but it's not just like fun, goofy, girly giggles all the time. Right. It is both.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Which I also feel is like a very clear representation of our friendship. Like we do have like very serious chats and like we're getting deep and we're crying, but we're also on the other half of things, like cracking up, crying, like throwing ourselves on the ground, giggling. Like
yesterday during our lunch break.
Yesterday, losing our absolute mind, falling to the ground. It was crazy.
Collapsing.
What about y'all? Favorite episode?
I feel like Truth or Drink, of course. That was just so fun. I also loved a Valentine's Day episode when we read the horror stories.
Oh my god, I love that one.
Ooh, that was just
that was juicy.
I love that one.
No offense, but I want to hear your guys' tea again. So we're gonna need to do another juicy episode.
Yes, because y'all have some tea. I was living for it. I know we're not supposed to do three, but you did three, so I'm gonna do three. And then I think I really I love the Bikini Body one, but I also really loved the 20 Things we Learned in Our 20s.
Yeah,
loved that episode because I felt like, for me, like personally, sitting there and like really thinking and reflecting was like a lot. Mm-hmm. But then coming to the couch and then hearing you guys and all of your things, it was like, ooh, this is so good. Like, if I was my age, but if I was like younger, this would be like just everything. And those are my faves.
Aww.
I mean, I love all the episodes we do. They're just all great. We are fantastic.
I know. I
love us.
I was like, I was going to name all six of those.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But in addition to those heartfelt ones that have truly like made me feel so like not alone and just like, I don't know, being on this couch and chatting with you and just like these conversations we've had have impacted me in such a huge way, and I will keep, if I keep talking, I will cry, and you know that. So I'm just to say those ones were just all the ones where we really got into like the deep shit that happens when you're 20 and like we all are like, oh, I thought I was only going through this, and you're like, no babes, it's same thing but different font.
Yeah.
Right.
So those, of course, but in true fashion of Halloween, the Halloween episode.
Of course,
how
of
did
course.
We not mention
like no, the costumes?
I knew you were gonna say
the
that.
The costumes, the vibes, just talking about all of it, and I feel like we get to be extra goofy at that time when we're like dressing up and really getting into it. So like that was like my fave time. So I'm really looking forward to this year's Halloween. And we're doing.
Yeah. That was also our first viral TikTok.
Oh my god, the Cheetah Girls!
That is so true.
And your first sponsor was the Cheetah Girls episode.
Oh my god, Helix
with Helix.
Yeah. Wow. That's my favorite episode. I was so proud of you guys, and you all jumped in, and like, you guys did such a fantastic job, and it came so naturally.
Yeah.
And you were just so excited. And then Sierra, when we were filming TikTok, spilled gasoline all over herself.
Oh my
I got
God.
A phone call that's like, what happens if you spill gas on your leg? And I was like, where are you guys?
God, and I couldn't change because chaotic. I was in the Cheetah Girl outfit. I was like, I'm not about to. And thank goodness I didn't, because
I know
it went viral.
Thank God. Well, thank God.
You guys had to do
You almost burned your leg off, but whatever.
Yeah.
We went viral on TikTok.
I remember at one point she's like, it is tingling a little bit. I don't know if it's like in my head or if it's like actually happening.
Well, she was like, I think maybe should be the last take because my leg is starting to feel weird.
And we were like, all right.
Okay, let's wrap this shit up. We have to go. And that was also the same day I kicked the phone out of your hand.
Yes. And we choreographed that in the alley because we weren't planning on actually dancing. We were going to like solo sing each line.
Yes.
Yep. And then we were like, we were just going to kind of like strut towards the camera and then like lip sync. And then we were like, We should. Well, let's just choreograph something real quick. Right. And in like a minute, we were like, okay, we're going to do this, this.
Yeah. Shout out to us ladies for choreographing, learning, and dancing that thing and then going viral.
With
snaps.
Gasoline legs and broken phones. Shout out to us.
And people trying to drive through the alleyway.
Also, yeah, we had to stop every few seconds to move for a car. Oh, what a time. Yeah. Okay. I love the Halloween episodes. Oh my God, remember when we went to the beach?
The Katy Perry show
has sharks.
Yes. Yes. And those, and that that mom was like, what are you guys doing? Like, for? What's this for? Like, what are
the
we
internet.
Doing? The internet always. That's like, if anyone is ever doing something weird in public, it's probably always for the internet.
Yes.
Like, yeah. At this point, the assumption is it's probably for TikTok.
Which, can I admit, I feel like there is also a level of people are like now so aware that people are always shooting that like now it's not as weird. Like, if you
right.
see, like,
right.
like if you, respectfully, like if I'm walking down the street in downtown LA, if someone's like dressed up like Voldemort, like, you know, that girl that goes
right.
around, and like I'm not looking, I'm like,
you're
oh.
like, oh,
I'm like, she's famous, let me find her, like, you
right.
know,
let me, I'm like, do you need these BTS
I'm like,
clips, like, let me, you know what I mean, like
me trying to get in the content,
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
oh my
I'm
God,
like,
yes,
oh.
get like something so I can get
no totally
tag my IMDb,
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
I'm not thinking anything of it, and I feel
right.
like even people at like Disneyland, like when you give them their cups, because like you're shooting now, they're like,
right,
they're even like posing, and they're like, what's your favorite thing? They're like, my favorite. Like, they're so, like, at this point, prepped
mm-hmm.
for that
yes.
kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I love that as a content creator.
I also do love that.
It takes
yeah.
the awkwardness away.
I was mm-hmm. actually talking with someone about that yesterday. I was like, you know, when I first started doing YouTube in 2015, the amount of times I had to, like, go into, like, a whole spiel about, like, what it is to be a content creator.
Right.
Right.
I don't think I've had to explain to someone, like, what I do as an influencer in a couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
Like, widely known,
yeah, which yeah. is strange,
yeah,
yeah,
but cool,
yeah, yeah, and probably like maybe I don't know if it feels better, but like at least you know that people understand what you're doing now,
yes, mm-hmm.
versus like having to do the whole thing and them still be like, so what do you do?
Yeah.
And you're like,
because people
oh
look anyways, people watch anyways, but there's like a
right.
difference of looking, like people look in confusion or like being like, what
judging.
Is going, yeah, like
yeah.
the judginess, and you can feel it, and I feel like there's less judgment now,
yeah,
they're like,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
they're always recording, whatever, we've seen that,
or
yeah.
they are judging because they're like, God, everyone is like,
yeah,
just stop.
That.
Everyone's got their phones out.
That happened during the Skims outfit, during the Skims shoot. We were taking those photos, and remember that
oh
girl was
God.
Like, look at those girls. They think that they're so cute and like whatever, but they're like,
the
and I was
hatred
like,
of
I was
that.
Like, girl, we're here just taking
like, we're
photos,
vibing.
But you know
it's
what?
Fine.
You know, and that happens. Like,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
The girls over there girling.
The
I know, I
girling.
Get it. We're so annoying.
I know. Yeah.
Woo!
That brings up an interesting point. I know, you know, Ryan, you've been in the social media sphere for long before the podcast, but Paloma, this was kind of your first time like putting yourself out there online, and
yeah.
now it's been a year. What's that been
right.
like for you?
I have gotten out of my own way, and it feels amazing. I feel like so I kind of feel empowered, and I don't know if that's the correct word, but I do. I feel like I'm like, I can do this and I want to do this. And before, there was just so many other voices of like, oh, but this, but that. And now I'm like, but you know what you want, and just stand for it and live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
So now I am excited to shoot my content. And if I see someone looking at me, I'm like, subscribe. Like, that is it.
Right.
And that's what I'm running with, because if not, I'll be so sad regretting I didn't get the shot or I didn't do the content.
Right.
And I
right.
know that it will be like that. So
yeah.
now I'm like full send.
I
yeah.
love that.
Me
Thank
too.
You so
and
much.
That's like so freeing.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, wait. Actually, can I tell you one thing that
yeah.
I remember during Christmas time? So it was Vlogmas, and I
oh.
wanted to do like the Starbucks run. And obviously, if I'm going to Starbucks during holidays, I need the holiday cup because like
right.
it's the holiday cup.
Right.
And so the gentleman gave it to me and like some other thing because he like, oh, this, that, and the fourth. And I went up to him and I was like, oh, thank you. And then I was like looking at the cup and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I just came to pick up 3 coffee cups that don't look like Christmas. Like, that's the point.
Right.
And I was in the Starbucks and then I was like, I have to get this shot, though. I'm just going to ask this gentleman, like, if I can have the cups. But never in my past would I would have just been like, oh, well, it's okay. Fine, fine, fine.
Right.
But I was like committed to the vision, and I went up to him and I was like, excuse me, sir, this is for a project, and my boss quite literally will kill me if I don't get the Christmas cup. So can I please get the Christmas cups? And he was like, oh my God, absolutely, baby. Do you need like a bag too? And I was like,
yeah.
So he was understood that I needed for my work, and he got
right.
me all the cups, and I was like, all I had to do was like ask and be like, I need this.
Also, her boss being herself.
Her. Yeah. My boss like, will literally kill me if I don't get this shot right now. And I was not lying. So
yeah, yeah.
I love that. And it's been so cool to see you like fully just kind of like relax into this space. And like hearing you talk on the podcast, you're so comfortable and you're so open. And then like, honestly, has it encouraged me to like be more vulnerable and be more open for, I mean, with both of you guys. It's been really empowering for me to do this with you guys and just see how open you are and, and how powerful what you share is. And it's really inspired me and helped me relax on camera. Because I think for a while, especially with the main channel stuff, I get so into the like, hey guys, I'm da 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 in like the what we call the telephone voice.
Right.
And I feel like on the podcast, there's truly like no difference in when we cut and when we. It's like these are the same conversations we have off camera.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, in a way, allowed me to like fall back in love with YouTube.
I just got chills.
That's so beautiful.
I know. Damn.
That was beautiful.
Okay. All right.
You know, I think now that it's been a year, we really do need that episode since we cried.
Yes.
Please. Starting tomorrow.
No.
I'm going to order it on Etsy.
please.
Yeah, for our 1 year, we have to get the counting board because this can't go on for another year.
I feel that, though. I feel like there's definitely been a relaxation moment that has happened with me. And I kind of feel that with all of us, but just speaking from personal experience, I remember, like, especially at the beginning, because you were so new, I was like, I need to, like, have my game face on because I don't want Paloma to feel stressed out. And, like, Sierra's fine. She knows what she's doing. I don't have to worry about Sierra. She's good. But I'm like, Paloma, like, needs to know that I'm okay so she could be okay. And I remember being like, okay, just, like, do it right. Say everything correctly. Like, do the thing. You got it. And then, like, the layers started peeling off. Like the deeper we got and just like the more open we were together, like as a collective, I felt myself being like, okay, I don't need to be good so everyone else can be good. That's not my job. While I'm here to like, it's you with me. But like, it was hindering me from being as open and vulnerable as I wanted to be on the podcast. And also I feel like with the way I was like moving in my own content was pretty like rigid. I was like, it needs to look like this and do like that. And the podcast doesn't really have structure. We kind of just vibe. And I was like, I need to take that and apply that to my content and just kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. And you started getting super comfortable. And I was like, okay. And we all really got into like the groove. Like we all feel really good here and we all know what we're doing. And that like was a huge like, just like kind of wake up call for me to be like, okay, everyone's relaxed. Like you can just chill out, like
you can just show up as yourself.
And that was really big. And to cry on the internet,
I know, girl, that's actually,
like a lot. That's
I'm really proud like of you. I'm so serious, like truly so immensely proud of you for being so vulnerable and opening up, period
much less online.
Mm-hmm.
Like thank just you. In general.
Yeah,
you know? thank you
absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a time. So I would hope to not cry any longer, but, you know, if it happens, I'm okay with it now. I'm okay if it does happen. It's all right. But it won't. Anyways.
God, I really think, like, a moment I will never forget is when, like, we were sitting here and you were talking about, like, just how much it means for, like, us to, like, believe in you. And you, like, reached your hand out. And
oh,
we, like,
my God, yes. Oh, my God,
and then
yes.
I saw the tears coming and I was like, holy shit.
Yes.
I will, like, actually never, like, I don't even remember what it looked like in the episode. I remember in my brain, like, this
right
view
right
yeah
I remember that too. That was a lot. Yeah, that was too much. I can't. I literally
I'm so proud of us, you guys.
I know.
And it's all because of you guys too, so thank you guys so much for being here and commenting and giving us love and supporting us. Wow.
Yeah
And
we have some audience questions. Should we get into those?
Yes. Ooh, yes. Let's get into it. So we asked you guys, we were like, oh, we're celebrating, you know, our 1 year, get a little Q&A action going. If you want to be a part of the group chat and send us literally anything or be a part of the conversations we're having on some of the episodes, you can text us at 917-810-3045.
Okay, our first message is from Sarah and Ollie. It says in parentheses. And it's a question for each of us. So, Paloma, as a foodie, what is the one food you crave above anything else?
I already know.
Let me collect myself. It has to be a taco.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm talking like a taco de pastor with a little chunk of pineapple, with a little bit of green salt, like that avocado green sauce, and like onions and cilantro. And on the side, there's like a jalapeno to bite on and like a radish. And there's also extra limes just to extra sauce it up. Just like that, baby. Like that, please.
Period.
That, exactly like that.
Shit, damn. I'm like, okay.
Ryan, if you met Kenny Ortega tomorrow, what would you talk to him about?
Elevator first pitch, of what all, are you saying?
First of all, I would be like, Mr. Kenny Ortega, King Kenny, you are the reason I am here today. Respectfully, because High School Musical changed my life. This, like, you really did some things.
Your mind.
Certain. Like, you were just so talented, and I am so grateful to be in your presence. Like, please tell me, say it. Literally, if you could give me one piece of advice, what would you give me? That's what I would say.
Ooh, some advice. Yeah.
Because he has seen it all, done it all.
Yeah.
You're like, look, I'm a big fan of your work. All of it.
All of it.
Through,
like, slide him the resume while you're at it.
Oh. Absolutely. Oh, girl. Yeah, actually. You're, and I also am an actress.
I'm also
singer,
an actress, singer, dancer, whatever you need me to be. I can also be your wife.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. For Jess, what is your favorite part of your job?
Ooh. Okay. I have a lot of favorite parts of my job, but I have to say, like, I laugh the hardest. You guys don't get to see it, unfortunately. But you guys are nuts right before we start. Every time we cut, they just, like, you'd think they'd be quiet in the breaks. They are not. Not at all. And they are just, they're going off. They're singing jingles. They're doing all sorts of shit. And it's so funny and so distracting. So you guys really, like, the moments that I cherish the most are you guys doing unfounded shit off camera. In the, like, minute between where we cut.
It's, I love it's that. Wackadoodle time.
It's wackadoodle time.
Yes.
And then Sarah and Ollie also had a question for me. They said, Sierra, if you could pick any single life event that you are looking forward to watching Grace experience in the future, what is it?
Oh my God, cute.
That's so good.
What a great question.
I know.
It's not so much as a life event as, like, a I will know that I have, like, parented her well. I am genuinely looking forward to when she is old enough that we can have, you know, conversations about, like, deep topics, like political things, social things, and she can correct me. I think that is, like, one of the most amazing, powerful things. And that's something that I have been fortunate enough to experience with my dad, especially. And my dad has said that his favorite stage is right now because of the conversations we can have and how much it means to him that, like, I can explain things to him and, like, open up his viewpoints. And I just, like, that meant so much to me as a child, being on the parent end of that for, like, you know, all I really want is to, like, raise a happy, healthy, like, emotionally intelligent kid who is empathetic and passionate and kind. And if someday I can instill that in her enough that she can then come to me and say, well, actually, Mom, like, let me tell you a little bit more about, like, this thing, or let me open up your mind a little bit more to this topic, or we don't say it this way anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I will be like, I've raised you right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, pat on the
I'm
back.
I'm like, you, I want, I'm looking forward to those times when she can educate me and we can, like, grow together.
Wow. You and Steve are going to, Grace is going to be like, guys, like, we don't, you know, this thing. And you, Steve, are going to be like, period.
We did that.
Yeah.
That's obviously way far off. I think also, like, I weirdly look forward to, like, her first day of kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
Because like, that's, like, special. And
yeah, that is not weirdly. That is
no, that's so, that's going to be so cute.
Literally going to take us all out. And
I know. Good luck to all of us.
I know. I'm like, I and well, I selfishly enough, I'm like, can you record it?
I'm like, the whole
us.
Team is going to, like, be in the bushes. Like, yeah. Go, Grace.
Yeah. And she's so lucky to, like, to have you guys, to, like, have this amazing, like, team of women, like, around the house all the time of, like all of her aunts, essentially, you know, and, like, she just loves you guys. And the podcast days, she, like, I tell her, like, days leading up, I'm like, Ryan and Paloma are gonna be here. Ryan and Paloma are gonna be here.
Yeah.
She loves you guys. And, like, the amount of times every day that she says Jess.
Jess.
She had her little doodle board yesterday. She was, like, drawing. And I'm like, what are you drawing? She's like, Jess. Jess sitting. Jess walk. Jess smile. Jess look. Like, she drew Jess, like, 30 times in different scenarios.
Right.
Right.
Me too.
What a queen.
I know. Love her. Okay. This is from Corinne. What is your co-host's beige flag? First of all, I love this TikTok trend. Yes. I think it's so funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think your beige flag. I was so
all
quick.
Right. Well, you. Anyway, she's like, I can pick on a list.
I know. I'm like, I don't already have a list of things. I think your beige flag is that you really do like tear up. More, I'm not going to say you cry often, but mm-hmm. you tear up at almost anything.
I know. It is so almost frustrating. Anything.
And I look over and I'm like, are you crying? And you're like, no. I'm like, right, but you got a little... You got a little something building up here.
I cannot control it.
Beige flag. Because the crying is a red flag for me. But they said beige. So.
The tear starts swelling up. We're just like in the middle of breakfast or something. Just looks over.
And it's my such eyes a beautiful just... waffle. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry that I can take a moment to appreciate all the beauty. And it overwhelms me because I'm just so... What's that word when you're like, when you take that moment?
Dramatic.
Yes.
I'm with you, P. She's a hater.
Thank you.
That's her beige flag.
I read the question. It wasn't for either of you to answer.
Like, nobody asked.
Yeah, no one asked either of you, but thank you for that. Anyways, Sierra's now I'm scared. Beige flag. Let me think.
I feel like I know what it's going to be.
Do you?
I think it's going to be that I never respond to texts. But I always respond on Slack.
You do respond on Slack.
Period. Because it's on my computer.
No, yeah. No. I have your beige flag. Your beige flag is we have TikTok's plan. We know what we're doing. The day comes in. She's like, well, I found this one or five. And I think maybe we should do all five. And we're like, bro, this is why we have a schedule. Beige flag.
You're so right. And I like literally it'll be the morning of I'm doing my makeup, like scrolling TikTok. Yes. And I'm like, oh, perfect.
It's perfect.
And we can just add it in.
We show up and we're like, okay, this is the schedule. And Sierra's like, right, but I did find this one TikTok that I think would be super good. And then we're like, God damn. All right.
They usually are good.
No, they're great. They're great.
That's why it's a beige flag.
Yeah, that's why it's a beige flag.
But
it's not a red flag.
Send them maybe more than 30 minutes in advance.
That would be a green flag.
Yeah. Hey, if the algorithm could give them to you earlier.
Right. If she would have seen it sooner, she would have sent it sooner.
No, stop this. Stop making excuses. Okay? That is my beige flag. And Jessica doesn't have any beige flags. She only has green flags. And that's a period.
I am beige. That's a lie. I'm very, very white.
Can I say Jessica's beige flag? Yes, we're talking about it this morning. She will Postmate Starbucks to the house before she gets here.
Yes. Yes.
Like, Jess isn't even in the office yet, and I, like, open the front door, and there's Jess at Starbucks.
You're like, Jess is on her way.
I'm like, all right, she's cool. She's on her
if,
way.
If I don't have time, I'll do it when I leave my house. Yeah. And it's about the same distance, and so usually they just beat me here.
Listen,
they really
efficiency,
do.
Efficiency, bro. Oh.
And then sometimes Stephen will blame me for it. He's like, did you like Postmate Starbucks again? I'm like, oh, no, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me this time.
Sip my coffee.
Right.
But then sometimes ours will arrive at the same time.
Right. And you're opening the door and Jess is like, hey.
Oh, my God.
I have like a moment of panic when I get here and it's not here because you or Stephen are like nice and bring it in.
Right.
And I panic a little because Sierra will sometimes get a impossible breakfast sandwich and I always get like a bacon gouda egg and I'm like, oh no, what if she doesn't look and she eats the meat?
Right.
That was fun.
I could do a whole episode about beige flag.
Should we do like a roast or something?
I don't know if you guys can handle it.
You guys can write in your beige flags and we can react.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Are their beige flags about us?
Yeah. They're millennials, but they act like Gen Z. Yes.
That's somebody's red flag, bro. That's somebody's red flag. Okay, your turn.
All right. Next one we have from Elizabeth. How do you guys handle any disagreements or differences of opinions regarding the podcast? Easy. We all have one brain.
Right. We all share one brain cell.
It's a hive mind.
I feel like we just kind of like hear each other out. Like I don't think it really gets to like a disagreement. It's like, oh, maybe it's just like, oh, I don't see that point of view. And then you're like, oh, but this.
I feel like it's less of a disagreement and more of like, how can we elevate the idea that you already have?
Yeah. Yes. It's like improving on each other's ideas. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all of us usually want the feedback. I don't think any of us are like, my idea is perfect and needs no work.
Yeah.
We all usually come to the table with like, hey, I have this idea. What do you guys think? And then the other three can like build on it.
Yeah.
I think it's that you guys are too accommodating.
Oh.
Like to each other to the point where like, I don't think it's like people pleasing, but you'll be like you are so deeply concerned about not hurting each other's feelings. You want the job done. You want a job done well. But like you will be like, oh, but we don't have to. Like if it, I feel like you pad it a little And then you all are like immediately on board, and then we have to do like a minute of like, no, like we don't have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
let's just do the damn thing.
Yeah, we want to make sure everyone's confident and comfortable all the time.
Yeah, it's here.
Beige flag.
But also, I feel like majority of the time, I would literally say 95% of the time, we all are on the same page. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. We're all like, oh, this thing. Oh my god, I was totally thinking that too. Yes, send it. Yeah. That's like majority of the time.
It's
I feel
really like 99%.
Yeah, like 99%. Really, like we're all pretty much here on the same page. Yeah.
And any like literally every idea you guys have, I'm like, that is genius. Like, let's do it.
Yeah. I feel the same.
Literally.
Yeah. And I love that for us. And I am very grateful because I'm aware that that is not everybody's reality.
Yeah.
And especially working with their friends, I'm sure that it's like rough in other places. So I'm glad that we are cool.
Honestly, this could have been a dumpster fire.
It really. You are not wrong.
Our friendships could have been ruined.
That happened.
It totally does happen. Yeah. Like, we have a good idea, and then we do a thing, and it's like, meow, meow, it, like, it's cats.
Yeah. Could be, like the girls on set for Cheetah Girls, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. That's so tea. Listen.
I don't know.
I promise it's not like that. We are just...
Not here. I was going to say not here.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Okay. I've seen this from Faith. Very short and sweet.
Okay.
FMK. Guess. Bet you can guess what that stands for. High School Musical 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, Fuck, Mary, Kill. Okay, period.
High School Musical 1, 2,
3. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Wait.
I don't think this is as hard. I don't think it's that hard, but go ahead.
Okay. I am going to marry High School Musical 2. I do think it's the best.
Period.
I hate to do it because I love that it is a cinematic masterpiece, but I am going to kill High School Musical 3. Just because I can't do that to High School Musical 1. Like, without 1, there is no 2 and 3.
Right.
So, I am going to marry High School Musical 2, fuck High School Musical 1, and sorry, High School Musical 3. I love you, though.
I fully disagree.
Wow. You're totally fucking High School Musical 3, huh?
I'm fucking High School Musical 3. Yeah. And you know what? And you know why? High School Musical 3 has the bells, the whistles, and the budget. They are getting it done. I'm fucking High School Musical 3, okay?
You're right.
It's gonna be a good time.
But there is no High School Musical 3 without High School Musical 1. Right. So are you gonna marry High School Musical 1?
But that's like a fake scenario. Like, that's not what the question, though. That's that, like, that's not what we're doing.
Then
here.
Who are you getting rid of? Let's hear it.
Oh, High School Musical 1.
Oh,
dude, I agree that High School Musical 2 is the best one, and that's a safe bet. Like, that's that marriage is gonna go till we die.
Well,
till
then the wheels safely fall off. I can give up High School Musical 2. You guys can have.
I'm so sorry.
Y'all guys can have.
Kill? I take back our answer about not having disagreements because this is a crime against humanity.
I'm gonna go ahead and say.
And it really is just I want to fuck High School Musical 3 because bells and whistles and marry the OG because that's always been there for me.
And I think
you.
That's okay.
And it just feels like two. I understand. Like I get it, you guys. I really do. But
bro, bet on it.
You're gonna get rid of you're I gonna Don't get... Dance. The original
the gay anthem.
Anthem.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
When they switch clothes?
What? Okay. I know we simply have already talked about this, but why? Why did they switch clothes?
I think we know why.
But like,
did you guys catch sexual tension when they're swinging those bats? I think there were other things swinging.
Bro.
There was definitely other shit swinging.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just have a question. Did you guys realize that their clothes were swapped back when we were kids?
The only thing I noticed was the hat switching.
Yes.
I didn't notice the clothes.
I didn't notice the clothes either until I grew up. And I was like, they really fucking... right?
Also really fucking,
Paloma, you're getting rid of Gotta Go My Own Way?
Bro, what are you doing, dog?
All right, you guys. I think it would be a great idea if I married number 2 and got rid of 1. And right?
But then you guys agree.
But what about the boxers?
The boxers.
Or the briefs?
The briefs.
And High School Musical.
Yeah,
too,
Corbin Blues, your sexual awakening.
Yeah, to all of them. There were so many boxers in High School Musical too. Bro, I was losing my mind. Losing it. What's the one song?
Fabulous? Sorry.
No.
I'm so sorry. I'm just like,
no.
I'm like insulted.
I know. Fabulous? And you know what? And you know what? After you guys bring it to my attention, I truly, like, this is how the disagreements go.
We bully her and
she
changes the mind.
You guys have seen it in real time and I submiss into it. No, but because you're bringing great facts and great numbers and the boxers, I did not contemplate. And a part of me actually... obviously likes number 2 more than number 3, but I thought that I'd get more out of number 3 because it has more of a budget. But like now thinking about it,
oh, you want to fuck?
I want to fuck number 2, kill 3, and marry 1.
It's okay. We agree to disagree.
Yeah.
And this might be the last episode of 20 whatever you ever see. So
thank you so much.
It's been a nice one.
Was it Faith? Your question? I think you destroyed the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, right. It's like I single-handedly
yeah, ruined 20 whatever.
On our anniversary? Yeah. On my birthday? You brought a birthday present to my birthday.
Oh my god. Okay.
It was my birthday. My stupid birthday. He was playing that in the car yesterday.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
Allie and AJ. Okay, this one is from Anna or Anna. How has it been a year? I watch every week and you all do such a good job in making all of us whatever watchers. And then in parentheses, I just made that up, Winky.
I love that.
Whatever watchers.
Whatever watchers.
I love whatever watchers.
Write that down. Write that down. That's good.
But also say it five times fast.
Whatever watchers. I can't count.
Irish wristwatch.
Irish wristwatch. That's hard.
The human torch was denied a bank loan.
I'm sorry. That is Sierra's warm up on main channel videos. She'll sit there and I'm behind camera. She's like, it's only Anchorman quotes.
Yes, it's just the Anchorman quotes.
Oh, I'm screaming. Do you really?
Yeah. It started as a bit, but now I'm that's a bit I'm doing in my everyday life.
Oh, okay. Okay, period.
Sorry.
That's so funny.
That's okay. Derail.
Whatever watchers.
You make us all feel so at home and included. I have a pretty good drive to and from work. I teach fourth grade, and on Wednesdays I get to decompress by listening. My question is, how has the podcast changed y'all's life? Has it made it easier because y'all are getting your feelings out, or has it made it more stressful? I love y'all, Anna or Anna from Alabama.
Oh, Anna. Ooh. Alabama.
Anna, yeah. Alabama.
I feel like I figured out a lot of stuff about myself on this couch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Genuinely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just from like talking through it and then being like, oh, I guess I feel that way type of vibe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and also listening to you guys talk. I think it's been, I don't want to call it like therapy because,
right,
you know,
right.
Real therapy is important.
Right.
But it is therapeutic to sit down and have these conversations. And I think, I can't remember if we talked about this online or offline, but I feel like it kind of like, especially for me and Paloma, because we only met like 6 months before we started the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like fast tracked our friendship, because these are the conversations that sometimes take you years, right, decades even, yeah, to like, mm-hmm, really dive into with your friends.
Yeah.
And it's really like deepened my bond with you and really like fast tracked our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really impacted me in like my own personal growth and my own like personal journey of just self-discovery and like feeling comfortable in who I am,
mm-hmm,
and figuring things out because of the conversations we've had. It's been amazing for me personally.
Damn.
Retweet.
Well, that was so good.
That's crazy because I feel the same way.
Yeah. I definitely think I found the more vulnerable topics at the beginning stressful because I was like, I don't want to talk about this. I just want to like shoot the shit and laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to talk about how I feel about my body. I don't want to talk about my mental health. Like, I don't want to do that because then I have to address it and then I have to talk about it, which is something I don't want to do. But because I, you know, push myself into talking about it and feeling comfortable enough to talk about that with you guys and you guys being open has made it, I wouldn't say easier for me, but definitely more, what's the word? I guess comfortable to even sit with myself and think about those things that I was avoiding.
Mm-hmm.
That I had to, like, when we did the Bikini Body episode, I remember being like, that was the last one I prepared for. Because I pushed it off. I was like, oh, we need to do these other things, whatever. And I prepared for the other episodes. And I was waiting till the last second to prepare for the Bikini Body episode because I was like, I don't want to do this. And then sitting there thinking and like preparing for it, I was like, oof. Oh, damn. Okay. I'm like, this is going to be good. It's going to suck, but it's going to be so good. And it was so good. Mm-hmm. I let out a cry in that episode, which was crazy. But I knew that like I needed to do that. And I don't think I would be doing that really to this extent without the podcast. So it's made dealing with my own feelings and emotions about myself and like just situations a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it actually has helped me, and not just as a person, like you're saying, like the therapeutic aspect, but I feel like as a creator and as everything, because there was like, I feel like a level that I didn't even realize until now that I feel more comfortable, that when we first started the podcast, there was like a level of a fear of being misunderstood.
Mm.
And I think that that's why I also held off on posting on my other social media and just like all the platforms, because I didn't have control of like how people could perceive it, or just being so fearful of being misunderstood, because I know how shit gets taken out of context,
right,
and all that stuff. And I also personally still to this day, like, I struggle with, like, I feel like I get tongue-tied with my words, and so I get, like, my mind gets ahead before my mouth, and then I was, like, kind of, like, seeing that on camera when mm-hmm. I first started, and I was like, oh, my God, like, you just have to just feel more comfortable and confident and, like, give myself the ability to take a moment and speak eloquently and chat with you guys and not feel like I... Right. I don't even know how to describe that, but that essence of that is, like, so gone now, and I just feel so... I'm okay if I'm misunderstood, like, and it, because right. there are people in this world that are committed to misunderstanding me, mm-hmm. so I'm just gonna do what I can and stand in what I believe in, and if you're down, come along.
Right.
Freaking snaps.
Yeah, that was really good.
I feel very similarly to that in, like, sharing online. There are things I share in the podcast that... I would have such a hard time finding the words for in, like, a vlog or a main channel video or even, right. like, on an Instagram story.
Right.
I think because it's a conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel so much more relaxed in it, and it feels so much more natural. Like, even talking about, like, religion and a little bit of, like, me deconstructing my faith and, like, figuring that out, like, I still don't know how I could talk about that outside of the podcast online.
Right. Right.
Because when we all talk about it, it feels... easier. Also, I think because the podcast viewers are watching a long form conversation, I don't feel like I have to explain it super concisely and super perfectly.
Right.
Because it's just a conversation.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And if I don't have the perfect words and, like, the perfect takeaway and the perfect, like, punching ending to, like, explain it all and wrap it all up, that's okay. Right. Because that's not what this is.
Right.
Right.
And that's what it feels like and what it would be on a, like, a vlog or something that's, like, yeah. only 30 minutes when we're, like, having a long. And also, I feel like unless your entire vlog is that one topic or conversation, like, it's like, are we just throwing this in at the end? Like, what are we doing with
right.
this?
You know what I mean? Like, that feels like even like a sit down type of video. Like, that's
yeah.
that's the great thing about this long form content. We can literally have, we can talk forever, ladies. Yeah. I mean, you see, we go on and
yes,
on.
Yes.
But we don't have that in, like, that short form content.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The next one is from Isabella. How do you balance working together and being friends outside of the podcast? When you hang out, does it feel like you're with coworkers? Can't believe it's almost been a year of my favorite podcast. Oh, love you, Isabella. Love
aww. You. I don't feel like we're coworkers
ever.
All.
Ever.
Yeah. You're
like, when you hang out, does it feel like you're with coworkers? No.
Even when we're working, it doesn't feel like.
But, like, actually picture it. Imagine if, like, we went from, like, cock and balls talking about, like, that on the couch right now and then, like, outside and we're like. Super chill and, like, coworker vibes. Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like we've crossed the line with people,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Definitely.
I'm glad you guys feel that way too, because that's how I've always felt. But I, you know, you never know if that's how everyone else is feeling. Because right. to me, I'm like, also, I think it helps when we always do, like, a sleepover or, like, a night out or something, like, after filming.
Right.
And so I feel like it's like, yes, this is work, but we're still chit chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we don't usually film or vlog the after part. That's kind right. of like our friend time.
Yeah. 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 I also feel like. There's really, like, the difference between, this is work, but the difference between this kind of work versus, like, a traditional job is that there's really no way to do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no one's going to be like, you messed up this thing, and all this part. Like, we really just get to sit here and, like, be ourselves, and, like, that's the job.
Yes. And also, I think that, like, the word coworker kind of gives, like, the impersonal thing where you, like, a coworker doesn't really know, like, everything that I spill on this couch.
Right.
And so I don't think I could even, like, put, like, that label, like, of coworker to me and Sierra. Like, there's no way. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like, it's like, baby, I showed you my butt. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like, at this point, like, I've showed my ass. Girl. Yeah. Like, I
right.
can't.
Right.
I think the that's only true. Time it feels even the slightest bit like coworkers is when we're doing, like calls,
like
planning strategic. Like,
yes. Like, meetings.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Like,
and then
like
I do feel like we all naturally switch into our more, like, professional and, like, yeah. All right, so looking at the agenda for the like, we do kind of do that.
Yes. And then we show up here and we're like,
that's the only time.
I agree. It feels like we're just, like, hanging out all the time, and there's just, like, cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes there's mics in front of us, sometimes there's not.
Yeah, that's really the difference. If the mics are there, if they're not, it's the same. But it's, like, the same conversations.
I feel like at lunch these are the same conversations, like, mm-hmm. It really is the same on and off camera, like, yeah. Jess said when she cuts she thought we'd be silent, but instead we're breaking out into song.
Can't stop. And you genuinely would think that we would stop because we've been talking for hours, but it just never stops. It's just overflowing.
And that goes to show how strong theater kids are.
And that's on period. Period.
All right. This next question is from Olivia. She says, for P and R, Has there been a noticeable shift in your day-to-day lives since the exposure you've gained over the past year? Like, is it pretty normal at this point to be approached while you're out?
No.
No. Yeah, no. It's no. only if we go to Disneyland it's, or, like, it's a concert. Literally
only if we're in, like, a very huge, public huge space. Public.
Yeah.
And it's, like, one or two people.
Yeah.
But I don't think my life... Well, my life hasn't really changed that much other than I get, like, a ton of DMs now. Like, every day.
Yeah, yeah.
That has been, like, the most significant change. It's just, like, the amount of conversations I'm having with y'all on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Just love talking with you guys in my DMs and, like, interacting through stories and stuff
like seeing
that.
You guys. Seeing people that, like, recognize me outside is, like, a really cool but really weird experience. It's, like, I forget that, like, there are real people watching, like, and that, like, live in the world that are, like, real people.
No, right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm, like, I know that people listen to the podcast. Like, I'm aware, right? And I talk to you guys online, and, like, I know that. But then to see you, and you'd be, like, oh, my God. I'm, like, you know me? Like, you know who I am? That's weird. Why? How? And then I'm, like, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're doing here. But other than that, I feel like it's pretty much been the same. I do more content now, but. Yeah. And I talk to y'all a lot, but...
Do you feel like your family members ask you more about it at, like, you know, family gatherings and stuff? Because I feel like when I started my channel, that was, like, the go-to thing that every family member would ask
about. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So how's the podcast?
That's the first thing. Yeah.
How's the podcast going?
I'm, like, amazing. Listen, grandpa,
don't listen to it. But it's going well. But it's going well. Yeah.
I'm, like, if you have 20-whatevers, 30-whatever, 40-whatevers, I'm, like, just, Grammy, just don't be telling your friends respectfully. But they totally can. But I'm just, like, I'm saying cock and balls.
No, right.
But you know who our number one fan is on the podcast?
Lori.
Oh, my mom. So right. She doesn't watch. She watches a lot of what I do, but she doesn't watch everything. She never misses an episode of 20 Whatever.
Oh my gosh, I can't say it anymore, Lori. I'm sorry. And I see you, and I just smile.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what? This is who we are, and she loves us anyway.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
I can't remember if I told this on the podcast, but I was in Vegas with my mom. And this viewer came up to us and was, like, talking to us. And she, like, only watched the main channel stuff. And my mom's like, oh, do you listen to the podcast? And she was like, I didn't know that she had a podcast. And my mom starts, like, telling her all about it and, like, why she should
20 whatever commercial.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. You have to listen. New episodes every Wednesday. And, like, they talk about so many amazing things. And it really just feels like you're sitting in the room. Like, you're she... Ride or dies for 20 whatever.
Honestly, Lori's single-handedly going to get us to 100K.
She is.
She's going to be telling, like, all her friends, at, like, out at lunch. Like, right. Yeah. Subscribe.
Are you subscribed?
What about you, P?
I think, just like Ryan mentioned, it, like, just being in the DMs and being able to have those, like, one-on-one conversations, whether it be in the DMs or, like, on stories, that's, like, mostly the engagement. But if you ever do see us outside of Disney or concerts, please say hello. Like, we are very eager to meet you guys. Like, I would love to meet all of you and hang out.
Yeah. I think that was one thing I was, like, excited for, but also, like, nervous for, to be like, oh my God, like, what if I see people? Like,
I know.
What if they see me?
I know. I'm excited about that. I'm much better in person. So I just, like, want to do, like, that in-person thing and just, like, the vibes, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You feel the vibes?
Yes.
I think all three of us would love to do, like, something in person with you guys at some point. Like, maybe, like, early next year or something like that. So we have time to plan it. Even if it's not, like, a show or, like, a meet and greet, like, structured like that. Like, just, like, renting out, a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone can come.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
We'd have
fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Would y'all be into that? I mean, I'm sure you would. Yeah, but let us know if y'all would be down for that.
But also, like, a full, like, show would be fun, too. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah. You guys want to hear me sing? Yeah. Like. Okay. Next question. This one is from Jamie. Happy 1 year. My name is Jamie. Been listening since y'all started. So my question for you ladies is, should I approach Kenny Ortega at a wedding I'll be attending? I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Wait. There's more to this.
Oh.
But I would like to emphasize, Kenny Ortega is in all caps. Of course it is. Okay, moving forward. This says, OMG, I know, right? Reacting to us reacting. Of course. Of course. I love how you guys talk about him on the pod. LOL, what an icon. This is a celebrity proximity like you guys were talking about. Here's the tea. My nail client, I'm a nail tech, fiance's uncle is Kenny Ortega. They are pretty close with him and have gone on vacations with Kenny. And of course, he's coming to their wedding, which I will also be attending. I would love to talk to him, but what do I say and how do I not make it weird? High School Musical was my childhood. So, like, I can't not meet Kenny, right? Correct.
Yes.
okay, ladies, how are we approaching
you yourself? Should ask him if he watches 20 whatever and know if we have a shrine built to him on our set.
Slip our info towards him.
I think plan of attack. Don't approach him before the ceremony. Mm-hmm. Let him get there and let the ceremony happen.
Yes.
Midway through cocktail hour. Because that's, you're like mingling. Reception. People are going up to people. How do you know the bride and groom?
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you from my own experience.
I'm going to write this down.
Don't pretend you don't know him.
Yeah.
Someone gave me advice at the beginning of my YouTube journey. Another creator was like, don't ever tell someone who's famous that you know who they are, because it's like, it's unprofessional. Right? It makes you seem like you are, you know, like an obsessed fan. Fangirling. Yeah, fangirling. Right. Yeah. Mm. Like, don't, unless it's like a meet and greet. Like, mm-hmm. if you're meeting right. someone, don't tell. And I'm like, okay. So I started doing that. That's freaking weird. Don't do that.
To like pretend that you don't pretend. Know.
No, it's not genuine. And honestly, for me, I love when people tell me that they are a fan of what I do.
Right.
I love it. It's so fun. I'm sure it happens to Kenny Ortega a lot more than it happens to me. So
right.
can't promise he'll feel the same way.
Right.
But like, don't be like, so how do you know the, well, I guess you can ask him how he knows the bride and groom.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know.
And then you can, I feel like you can be like, yeah. I'm a big fan of your work. And maybe you don't have to be like, High School Musical is my life. Like I would. But I feel like, yeah, I'm a big fan of your work. Like, it's so awesome to meet you. I'm, you know.
Yeah. And you could even tie in the like, you know, that. You know, the bride is your nail client or right. what the connection is and be like,
yeah.
And I've heard, you know, so many amazing things about you and like the vacations you guys have gone on together.
Yeah. And yeah. then be like, and then there's this podcast called 20 Whatever and they talk about you a lot. So you should check it out. Yeah. And then write it on his hand. Yeah.
Right. Then slip it in his back pocket with a 20.
And then, yeah, 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 exactly.
You just hit him with, have you ever considered being a guest on a podcast of three huge High School Musical fans?
That's crazy, though. That's amazing. I would lose my mind.
That's kind of best case scenario to meet someone like that.
That's awesome.
Absolutely, because so it's chill. Not, and yeah, it's super chill. Like, you, it's not your fault that you're at this wedding with him, right?
And yeah. I barely know, like, a lot of people, like, if unless if you're like a part of the family or something, like if you're like right. somebody, like yeah. just chilling, yeah. you're like, oh, who are all these people? I have mm-hmm. no idea. Definitely. How do you know the bride? How do you know the groom?
Cocktail vibe, reception time when everyone's just like hanging out and it's like cool.
Yeah,
definitely not before the ceremony, because that's like aggressive. I feel like yeah. we just got here. We're here for love. Or
but
whatever.
Like, if you make eye contact, you can kind of like smile at him, like yeah. and let him know, like
I will be approaching.
Yeah,
you later.
You know who he is.
Yeah, keep it on the more chill side at the beginning, like, and then just unleash,
like Ryan with Allison Stoner.
Right. Like yeah. Ryan with Allison Stoner, and maybe a bit more chill. Maybe a bit more chill, but yeah, same vibe.
All right, this next one we have from Erica. Will 20 whatever do a live show? I'm finally in a place where I can come see you guys live. I would be so excited. Or do like a meet and greet type situation.
Well,
Erica, so Erica. Glad that you are in a place where you can come see us now.
Right.
That's amazing.
I feel like eventually at yes. some point we would love to do a live show, this meet and greet situation. But I think just like you mentioned before, doing some sort of like let's just hang out vibe type of thing. Could be in the near future. I don't know.
And that would probably be like an easier thing to kind of test the waters, see mm-hmm. what yes. people want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But I would love nothing more than to like get this group together, because I feel like what is so special about the podcast community is, yes, I'm sure you guys would be like excited to, you know, meet us and hang out with us, but also like for you guys to meet each other.
Mm. And right,
like
to yeah.
that we can all hang out. It's not yes. just like we're going to like step and repeat and like take photos with people. Like we're, right. we want to hang out.
Yeah. Right.
We want and you we, guys like, to hang out. We want to
take pictures. Like yes. we're definitely trying to take pictures. Like don't
yeah.
get wrong.
Look. Yeah. And look, we learn TikTok trends really quickly. So if you have anything you want to pitch.
I know. They're going to be having us do like all the TikTok dances. I'm screaming.
You know who actually be doing that all the time? Selena Gomez. I like, really? There's like fans. All she's always doing TikToks with fans. And I'm like, I know she's not choreo. Like she's not right. asking to do this. She's just
right. doing
being,
it.
Being in the TikToks.
Right.
So. Listen,
okay.
We could all do the hoedown throwdown together.
Period.
I think that's necessary.
Send it.
We just play all
the DCOM like yeah. musicals, and we just dance. We take and requests. Party all night.
Yeah.
We do.
Oh my gosh,
that would be so fun.
Dude, I'm getting too excited.
You know how people will do those like it's like a club, but it's like a Disney Channel night or something like that. Oh and yeah, like, play like yeah. remixes.
Yes.
Yes.
I've always wanted to attend one of those.
We could host one.
We could host it.
You're so right.
And then we could play what we want to hear.
Could you imagine? Like everyone taking like a cute little shot after like what's happening?
Yes.
I don't know. Like
yes,
I don't know.
Playing just... the Jonas Brothers like year 3000 like in a club like with bro. All of our people
and like lights.
Yes,
Steven's back there doing the lights.
He's EDM.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Send it to the press. Yeah. I love it.
Ooh, okay. This is from Olivia. She says, hi, babes. Liv here. If you had to pick one show to all be in together, what would it be and who would you play? Cast each other. My best friend Chrissy and I love the podcast so much and we talk about it every week. Love you guys.
Aww.
Thank you, Olivia. Thanks. And Chrissy.
Yes.
We always talk about Legally Blonde because that is something that, like,
yeah.
I feel like there's rules for us. But also, right. I don't want to forget about Heather's. Those are the two I want to put on the table right now. Yes. What two? Do you have any you want to put on the table?
Legally Blonde was the first one that popped into my head. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
I think Adam's Family would be a fun one for us all be in. And I think that I could cast everybody right now.
Okay, how about we each pick a show and we have to cast it?
Okay, period.
Okay.
Which one do you want to do?
Can I do Legally Blonde?
Yeah, okay. I'll do Adam's Family.
I'm going to do High School Musical. I know you guys have already been in it. Oh, period. But no, it's just so easy.
No, absolutely. Yes. Go. So, Legally Blonde, I'm sorry, but I have to cast myself as Elle.
Yes. No, of course, as you should.
Ryan, who did you want to be again?
You're not asking.
No, I know, but like this is my show, so obviously if I'm casting it, I'm like,
but who role do you want me to be?
Brooke Windham.
Oh,
I played her. My God,
that's right, you did play Brooke before. Okay, cast. You're already hired. Period. You're perfect. Paulette. What are we doing? I need to hear Ireland from here, and I also feel like we need to put Steven as the UPS guy.
Oh my God,
so he can go up to her and be like, "I have a package."
Right.
And then them have that little.
And then you also get to hold Bruiser.
That's true. And Bruiser would be Bruiser.
Absolutely. And
is Bella? What's Paulette's the other dog? Yeah. Paulette's dog.
Winston or something.
No, what's his name?
I'll find out.
I've taken the dog.
Yes. Bella. And then Bruiser can be Bruiser.
Bruiser. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
This is good.
That's so good.
Rufus.
And can we have Jess as Vivian?
Look, yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Do not have the range for that, though. Lie. I appreciate it. I want to be a gender bender Emmett. Because his song's gender bended. Dude, sorry.
Yes. Chip on your shoulder. Send it.
Oh my God. You guys doing chip on your shoulder? Okay, if we do a live show.
Period.
Insist.
That would be so good.
Yes.
Oh, fool.
Our live show is just going to be a cabaret.
Honestly, yeah, it's like we're not even going to be podcasting. We're going to be literally singing. Yeah, no. And there's going
to
be dance numbers.
You came to hear us talk? Psych.
You're going to hear us sing. Oh my God, that's so good.
Ooh, that's really good. Okay.
Jess, I'm so glad you said that.
I am also so glad that you said that. Yes. Okay. Adam's Family. Morticia.
Yes.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Thank you.
Alice. Tell me you don't want to see this bitch on a table, like shaking the house down, boots, like going off.
The part I want to see her do is like the waiting,
taking her clothes off.
Yes, Donna and what? Like when she's like crawling on the table and just like letting Sierra
would be a role meant for you.
I was thinking Uncle Fester, but
I'm sorry, that role's already taken.
Yeah, that role's taken. I was gonna say
the moon in me.
Oh yeah, I was.
Me with so the little good. Parasol.
So good.
Tell me that would not be.
Oh no, no, we have to.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Ooh. And then Sierra, yellow is the color. Oh.
Like that's so
like that would not, be so good. Okay. That would be so
I think
good.
I have to add it to the dream rolls list.
You should, Alice, go back and listen and like just really like take it all in.
Alice is so Alice funny is and role. When she's played well, it's, people love people like love it, her.
Like if she's played well, she gets a standing O every time.
Yep.
Also her song Slap, I feel like vocally I would love to hear you in that.
Yes.
I also love like a featured role where like you said you have the opportunity to like really mm-hmm. bring something special to the show, but the show isn't riding on your shoulders,
right?
Like that's kind of my ideal.
I feel that
I love right. like a fun featured role where I get to belt a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That
and you get to be in like the quartet of like crazier than you thing, so yes. like that is so fun. Like I love when like
you and I
I know, I'm getting too excited, I want it now. All right, how much are the rights?
I know. Okay, High School Musical.
Obviously, Gabriella.
Boo-boo-ass, boring-ass. God.
But you were so good.
Now, I know you've played, I was going to say Monique, but right. Monique, it's Monique Coleman playing Taylor McKessie.
Yes.
I know you played Taylor McKessie.
Yes.
But I want to see you as Sharpay and you as Evan. Evans is the last name. Why can't
Ryan?
Sharpay and Ryan. Sharpay and Evan?
Am I a bio queen?
Yeah.
I would love that for us. I would love to sing what I've been looking for.
Could you see their little hands?
Yes.
Bop to the top.
Period.
And I would love, just low-key being like, I should be the star.
Right.
No.
Push to the side.
Yes.
Because originally I was going to say Jess as Kelsey. Because she is like the Kelsey. You're the playmaker,
she
Jess.
She is the playmaker.
God, that line.
I'm sorry for the gagging noises.
No, right.
I mean, we all know who I'm going to be playing. Miss Darbus.
The theater.
Is a temple of the art.
We need it. We need it now. We need it now. Immediately.
We just need a Troy. Let us know.
Yeah.
Who
the application is in the comments. Yeah. So.
What if we just did like an entire production of High School Musical and just like, kind of wrote Troy out? Like, we don't really need him.
I think that's
he's just Ken.
Yeah, he's just Ken.
Yeah, he's just
Jess, do you have one?
I would love to cast you all in Mean Girls.
Oh, that didn't even cross my mind.
Okay. Send it, what do you want? You could all play any of the roles. So I'm definitely thinking I want to see Paloma's Caddy. Mm-hmm. Katie Caddy Herring.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm casting myself as Damien.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Ryan, Regina.
Yeah.
And great. Sierra, I hope that you like this because this is actually my favorite character in the show vocally. Janice.
Yes! That's what I
Janice. Yes, like, really but also imagine best. The two of you, Sierra and Jess, like they all their scenes are together.
Oh, we'd have so much fun.
That would be iconic.
Low key bullying Paloma.
Yeah, me as well. it's all of us just bullying Paloma.
You little jungle freak.
Right. Listen, that's like pretty much what goes on a daily basis. It's all of us just bullying Paloma.
We'll say something, and Paloma will just stare at this like the wall and be like, "I am being cyberbullied."
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. I like that a lot.
I just need to get vocally ready. Girl. Because holy shit.
Like, world burn, so I said, what if I just pose the whole time? Yeah. Like, I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me make just give facials.
Watch.
Yeah. The world burn.
Yeah. It's a slam poetry.
It's a slam poetry, yeah.
That's a great question, Liv. Thank you.
Well, do we want to send it home with one last question?
Yes, let's. Is it me?
I think so, yeah.
Am I the one? Is it me? I'm the
is
problem.
It me? Is it me? I the drum?
Okay. This is from Emily. Hey guys, my name is Emily and I'm from Canada. Oh my God. International. We'd love to see it. I love the pod and watch all of your channels and content religiously, even before Sierra had Grace and you guys started the podcast. I was wondering if you guys had to sum up all of your episodes and give us 20 whatever girlies one piece of advice, what would it be? And before we answer it, this also says, again, I love the pod. Thank you so much for making me feel heard and seen in the world. It's so dark sometimes. I'm sure I speak for a lot of us viewers when I say you have truly changed my life and I look forward to watching every week. Emily,
I don't even know what to say.
The world is dark sometimes. And we do hope that at least one time a week we can make you all feel heard and seen and maybe laugh a little.
I kind of want to give which what is what I feel like I learned in this past year, which is like, be yourself and do it for you. Ultimately do it for you and just like always think, like really listen to yourself and your heart and body, like what do I want, and go after it.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar, just like live your life for you, because at the end of the day you go to bed truly with yourself, whether you're married or whatever, like doesn't even matter. You go to bed with yourself and yourself alone, and you have to live your life for yourself and not for anyone else, because at the end you only have yourself as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's my biggest piece of advice.
I mean, I hate to just piggyback off you guys, but I really think that has been the most transformational thing for me, the most freeing thing that I wish I could go back. And it ties into so many different things, right? It's body image, it's friendships, it's relationships, mm-hmm. it's self-image.
Yeah.
And it's even just pursuing your things that you want to do, whether it's a career or a hobby. It's just like, it's okay to just be you.
Yeah.
It's okay to just show up as yourself. You don't have to exist to impress anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, at the end of the day, we all live on a floating rock in space and we don't need to take it so seriously. Like, yeah. I wish I could just tell myself to just relax.
Yep.
And let myself be a silly little goose.
Yeah.
Because that, yep. at the end of the day, I think that's one of the core things about me. And why am I trying so hard to be cool?
Right.
When I'm just a silly little goose.
Right. Yeah.
And we're glad we've had like this space to be silly little gooses together. Like,
yes. Silly little geese.
Like,
silly little geese.
Yeah. Like, you guys give me the permission to be silly and to be myself. And you guys giving me, like, you never told me or anything, but like, I feel like I've been given the permission to be myself. And so for me, baby.
On that note, I think watching you guys do it, and I think how you guys started it too, because this idea was born on
you all realizing you had such different lives, but you all had so many shared experiences. And I think it's sharing those small moments of yourself really helps you find yourself and your people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. If you don't share who you actually are, mm-hmm. what you actually think, what actually matters to you, how can you find people that think the same?
Right.
How can you find people that relate to you and that like accept you for who you are?
Right.
And I think that it comes back to that. Like if you're pretending to be someone that you're not, you're going to attract people who mm-hmm. are not there for the real you.
Right.
And it's not their fault.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. We've talked about that. Like, how can anyone really know when you haven't given them you?
Yeah.
They're friends with the version of you that you show them mm-hmm. and not who you really are. And ultimately that doesn't benefit you or them.
Yes. And you guys make me feel like I can just strip everything down and be my weird little self. Like my favorite thing is when you guys go, Sierra! Like, I do something just so weird and stupid and out of pocket that you guys yeah. are like, girl!
Yeah.
This bitch is funny.
Yeah, bro. She really is.
When we get together, I truly have like the biggest belly laugh. Truly.
Yeah.
Ugh, what a space. Yeah. Like all of this. It's a blessing. Truly, I am so appreciative for it.
Yes.
I want to say happy 1 year anniversary to us. Yeah. To you guys. We would not even be here a year if it wasn't for your support.
Yes.
And love.
I do also just want to say a huge shout out to who is often the unsung hero of this podcast, which is Jess.
Yes.
Jess like is our podcast stage mom. Like she is the backbone of this show and it would not exist without you.
Yeah.
And I want you to know and have your moment of like how special you are to this.
Yes.
I'm crying on the pod.
Not you crying.
We got her to cry.
I know. 0 days.
We love you so much.
I'm so proud of the three of you. And thank you to Steven, who is not here, but originally pitched this idea.
That's true.
True.
That's true.
Thanks to Steven for the idea.
Yes. Boo Steven, but also thank you. We'll keep him around. We want to thank you guys so much for joining in on this episode. We cannot wait for another year of laughs, of tears, of joy. And we cannot wait to see you next week. We love you guys.
Bye.